Here's your midday brief for Thursday, December 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. House lawmakers reached an agreement to extend government funding through the middle of February, the first step toward avoiding a shutdown this weekend. The bill is expected to pass the full House today. Its path in the Senate is more complicated, as Republicans there have pushed to attach a measure that would bar the Biden administration from enacting a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for many employers. Meanwhile, President Biden plans to tighten COVID testing timelines for travelers entering the U.S. and extend a mask mandate on airplanes and other public transportation in an effort to combat the Omicron variant. International travelers coming to the U.S. will have to test within a day of departure, regardless of vaccination status. And scientists in South Africa tracking the spread of Omicron say they're seeing a rise in coronavirus reinfections in people who previously recovered from COVID. That suggests that previous infection provides less protection against the new variant than with earlier versions. But scientists say a past infection should still offer protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.